Nearly $20 million goes to HVAC mechanical improvements, $7.5 million for roof improvements, $4.3 million for life, health, and safety improvements, and $3.5 million for contingency funds. Thomas Krantz, Assistant Superintendent of Support Services, says the repair needs are not a result of negligence.
We just have pushed our equipment to a breaking point. We're getting to that point.
The school board is now trying to prioritize the most crucial problems that need to be tackled and where they can get the biggest bang for their buck. Richmond School Superintendent Dr. Dana Bedden.
Anything that's a health and safety issue has to rise to the top. Anything that has a direct or negative impact or immediate impact on interfering with teaching and learning will rise to the top. So those are the type of things that we have to look at.
The list of improvements does not include the renovation of buildings and bathrooms and replacement of windows. Craig Carper, WCVE News, City Hall.